Let's learn more with Angela Hughes, incoming president of iWomen, the National Organization of Women Firefighters. Angela, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks for having me.
You currently serve as lieutenant with the Baltimore County Fire Department. What percentage of that department is comprised of women?
Actually, we're a major metro department in Baltimore County, and we are well above the national standards with 20% women in our department.
I believe the national standard is under 5%.
Under 4.
Is it a statistical fluke or a concerted effort to increase the percentage of women?
The major metro departments recruit more and are able to retain women because they have the better benefit packages and such, larger departments, the training and networking out there. But I think nationwide, when you look at careers that require strength and stamina, such as the military or athletes, and comparing them to the fire service, it's pretty similar. And the national average with those type of occupations are 17% women. So when you look at the fire service as a whole, we are at 3.9%. So we're definitely below the average for people that require strength and stamina in their workforce.
You spoke specifically about retention as an issue. Is that a particular problem for women serving?
Absolutely. I think there's just a lot of issues that women face with the skepticism of being why they want to be in the fire service, what their motivation is, their competence levels. There is, unfortunately, harassment in every workforce, and it's in the fire service as well. I think that has a problem, contributes to the problem, as well as just the people that are in the fire department and the fire service. They're kind of uncertain of what to expect when a woman comes into the fire station and has never been there before.
Well, there was no ambiguity about 11-year department veteran Joyce Craig Lewis, described as a firefighter's firefighter. And let's talk about the potential for injury or fatality for women serving. How prolific is it?
I think it's not just specific to women. It's anyone. Our job is a very physically demanding job. It requires a lot of strength, physical strength, as well as stamina. We all face that in the fire service. There's high levels of stress due to what we are exposed to, traumas and tragedies, as it relates to suicides and mental health issues. I think that plays on all of us in the fire service.
You know, President Obama was famously asked that if he had a son, would he allow him to play football? A variation of that be, if you had a daughter, would you allow her to become a firefighter, given the current climate for women in that business?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I currently do have a son who is in the department, and I will continue to encourage everyone, just anyone that truly wants that, has a passion to do the job and to be the best that they can be.
Angela Hughes, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you.
Angela Hughes is incoming president of iWomen, the National Organization of Women Firefighters. She currently serves as lieutenant with the Baltimore County Fire Department.